Good morning with WVIK News. I'm Benjamin Payne. Budget problems may finally be over for an agency that provides special education services to schools in eastern Iowa. Today, the Iowa State Board of Education is expected to give its final approval to plans submitted by the Mississippi Bend Area Education Agency, which is based in Bettendorf. Chief Administrator Bill Decker says problems began when his predecessor expanded the staff and the state cut funding. That meant the agency did not have a balanced budget as required by the state.
We were spending too much money on personnel, and so we had our expenditures were at a higher level than they should have been. And so in working to take care of that, there was a time where we went to finishing the year with a negative ending balance.
Decker put together a plan to balance the budget within 3 years, but the state board ordered the problem to be fixed within 2 years.
Clearly, our budget that we will submit shows that our revenues far exceed our expenditures for this year and for next, as and they also did for last year.
The Mississippi Bend Area Education Agency now has about 250 employees. That's down from 300 5 years ago. It provides expert help to school districts in all or part of six eastern Iowa counties, from Bellevue South to Columbus Junction. Even though the school year has already started, the United Township School Board has just approved this year's budget. It includes projected revenue of $33 million and expenditures around $30 million. Superintendent Jay Morrow says the $3 million surplus will be spent on improvements.
We hope over the next year or two, as it looks like the state's going to get back on track financially, from at least from the school funding perspective, that we would look to either add programs or more likely try to reduce class sizes by increasing our staff.
Morrow says the budget includes extra money to continue the construction of a new Student Life Center at United Township High School.
That's our combination new library, student commons, and office complex with a secure front entrance to the building. And that's projected to be about a little over $9.6 million project.
Work began on the center in July and should be finished next summer. Iowa's Medicaid director says he does not know what is driving a recent increase, what the state is paying per member for the health insurance program for the poor and disabled. A member of the council that oversees the Iowa Department of Human Services asked during a budget presentation why the per member cost shot up in the past 2 years. Medicaid director Mike Randall says the state's privatization of the program is part of it, but he says he needs to look into other factors.
I didn't create that chart, so I need to go back and understand the background, understand the numbers behind the chart, and understand the factors that could potentially be driving the increase.
According to the graph included in the department's draft budget, the per-member cost was decreasing for 2 years. Then it increased by more than 6% last year and another 11% in the current fiscal year. A traveling exhibit from C-SPAN is making its annual tour of the United States, and it stopped in the Quad Cities yesterday. The Cable Satellite Public Affairs Network is using a bus to educate Americans about the educational and political resources it offers. And Didi Obasi with C-SPAN wants people to use its online video library.
It's a great way for people to learn more about issues that impact them, whether it's healthcare, or immigration, or tax reform, or even anything related to agriculture, pharmaceuticals, that sort of thing. There's so much information on C-SPAN that people can access.
Even though it's a national network, C-SPAN has lots of information about local and regional issues.
Farming and agriculture and a farm bill and farm subsidies was a big thing that came up. If anyone were to search farm subsidies or farm bill or any one of those keywords into cspan.org, into our video library, they would find a bunch of video referencing hearings that have been going on Congress about it.
Yesterday's stop in the Quad Cities was number 40 for the C-SPAN bus during its cross-country trek. First, the bus held classes for Moline High School students on digital media and public affairs issues. Then it offered public tours at the Davenport Library downtown. It will travel to Springfield on Tuesday. I'm Benjamin Payne, WVIK.